I'm asking is that you let me wet my beak a little bit.
Wet your beak?
Wet my beak, son.
Bitch, I did it. I made it. I'm loved and I'm hated. I started from the bottom. Now my neighborhood.
All right, Unbaffled Clan. We are here. Season 4, Episode 3. And it's a little bit sad. We are missing our partner, Devin. We're missing Devin. Let's just say it. It's the first episode he's ever missed.
You hear that? That's me pouring one out for Devin.
Yeah, dude.
I'm pouring one out for Devin.
Listen.
I'm so sad right now.
I don't even want to start by giving an intro to the episode. I want to start by just saying, like, this sucks ass. Like, poor Devin.
Oh.
Can't come to Cleveland.
That's understating it.
It's...
And we're not even talking about him missing the podcast, although that is devastating because we were kind of hyped leading up to this one.
Off for 2 weeks. We were hyped coming back in. We had some stuff we wanted to talk about. Now we're starting off on a sad note. It sucks. But then you know what? You messaged me and you're like, dude, should we give Devin something to listen to at least, right? Like try and like cheer the guy up. He's at home. His whole family is hand, foot, and mouth, which is awful. Awful. And it's the most contagious thing of all time. And it sucks. I've heard like for adults it's so much worse too. And he can't come to Cleveland. That fucking sucks. There's no other way to say it. It just sucks. Ever since I read that message, I've just been like in such a it's just shitty.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been sitting here the whole time thinking like, yo, what if he's 100% by tomorrow? Like, he could come Friday. Like, he can come on the weekend still, right? Like, if he's better.
Yeah.
But I know it's just, like, that's not possible, right? Like, it's so contagious.
And it's also just,
but I'm like, still holding out hope.
Yeah, and it's also, like, when the kids are down, too, and then Megan's down, it's like, you can't just, like, get up and
leave,
right? Like, if it was him,
absolutely all four of them are going to be better by Friday, right?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking brutal.
Oh, it sucks so much.
We miss you on the podcast. The weekend is not going to be the same without you, dude. But here we go. The show goes on. The guy did a solo episode one time. Like, he hasn't missed one. He did a solo episode one time. I wasn't able to do it. This is his first miss ever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a run.
But we got to do one for him. This is for Devin.
You poured one out. It sounds
not dead,
great.
Just out of commission for a week.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we actually got quite a bit to talk about here. Like, I don't think we're going to do a recap from last week, but we've got a couple topics we want to talk about. We're 3 weeks into the season. And then maybe we can jump into the matchups after that.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
So, like, we're all as well in the world. Like, the McFarves are the best team in football.
Yeah.
We knew that
maybe
was
of all time.
We knew that was going to happen. We knew that was going to happen. Yeah, listen, I think...
Hold on. You knew it was going to happen, but are they not way better than you even imagined? And you love them.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, you like, have loved them for a solid year and a half now.
I hate saying this, but they even exceeded my expectations.
Yeah. They're, like, way better than even you thought.
Yep, I love them. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there is no weaknesses on this roster. The guys you thought were maybes are stars. Raheem Mostert, 45 points last week.
I looked at his team and I was just
he loses like, Mike Williams.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he loses Mike Williams, and he has another receiver who is sitting on his bench scoring 20 points, like between 15 and 20 points a week, just ready to go.
Yeah, listen, I know.
And can we not even forget, like, Saquon Barkley has been out.
Yeah.
Like, he's still on his bench.
The guy's down a keeper, man. The guy is
160 points last week.
Like, I know we're
160.
I know this weekend's, like, also his bachelor party. So this is probably a relatable comment, but the guy is a walking bookcake. Like, he literally is a walking bookcake. Like, if you look up and down this roster, like, what? Like, Josh Downs is in his, like, flex this week, and it's just like, this is what I was going to say about Jamie. The best is, like, he didn't even, he just let us all take waivers. And then, like, I woke up and it was just like at 6:30 a.m. Jamie's just picking up the scraps because it doesn't fucking matter. The guys he wanted, he knew he would just get because he's just like playing chess while we play checkers. Like, Josh Downs is in his flex, and guarantee you Josh Downs is scoring 50 points this week. He's at a 2% start rate against the Rams, and he's probably bookcaking easily.
Like, he is averaging 118 points a week, right? Or no, 116 points a week right now. And most of the league, I think it's fair to say most of the league has yet to break 100 once.
Yeah, yeah. Like, look out, man. The defending champs
is so then like
3-0.
Question to you: yeah. Not is he having a strong season? Is this the best team Baffle has ever seen?
I mean, listen.
Like, that's where we're at in this discussion.
I don't have the history, you know what I mean? So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the McFarves, like I said it in the chat, I'm going to be picking his brain this weekend about, you know, what it takes to set up a dynasty and maybe I get a couple of drinks in them. Maybe at Wing Nuts in Buffalo Friday night or something. I'll start picking his brain about, you know, what it takes to build a successful team for the long term, you know?
You know what's great is Devin's going to hear this back, and he's really like, I can't believe those assholes. Adib's such a jackass saying, is Jamie the best team of all time? Does he not remember the year where I won, like, every game by 20 points, rewarded me the championship in the first week? Like, all those things are running through his mind. If he can focus for more than 2 minutes right now with how sick he is.
Yes, poor guy. I don't know, man. I like the McFarves. Like, I'm looking at the bench, and I'm like, like, it's not looking good, but it just doesn't matter. Like, I know he's going to figure it out, you know?
Hey, how about this? He's not the only 3-0 team right now.
Nope.
We got the Zen Sharks, Devin Sheehan and his Zen Sharks. Nope, just the two. He's the only other team.
Oh.
Started it with a 3-0 start. And, you know, Devin has a history year after year of where he collects all these picks to finish his draft by the fifth round. And we all usually laugh because we look at his team at the end of the season and he sucks. He's a terrible drafter. Like, but I got to give this guy credit. Is this the best draft or his first really good draft that he's ever had?
He did well. I think the funniest things, like, who are his keepers? Brees Hall,
Amon-Ra, the Sun God.
Amon-Ra. It's just funny because, like, one of his keepers is just a shit show right now, but he kind of knew that was coming. Mm-hmm. His first round pick still not doing a bunch for him. So yeah, no. He just drafted well this year. And like looking at his bench and stuff, I'm like, there's some upside sitting on it. He's made some shrewd moves. Like I was actually about to pick up Sean Tucker when I woke up Sunday morning and he beat me to it. Or it was Monday morning, sorry, before the Monday night game. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and pick up Sean Tucker just in case Rashad White breaks his face or something. then I got myself a running back, and then I go to do it, and it's like, whoop, here we go. The Zen Sharks already picked him up. He beat me to the punch. I'm like, this guy's
he's on it this year.
He's locked in. He's less concerned. You know what it is? And I almost posted it the other day. I'm like, man, I think what the Hogs need, because somebody was talking about, you know, we start getting worried about the Hogs. And I'm like, I think what we need is we're missing Sheehan shitting all over us every week. Like we're missing the Sharks, you know, launching toasters at us every week. That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing.
Got to inspire the guys. They need that bulletin board material.
We're missing that fire under us. So the Sharks used to throw at us. He's not chirping around the league. He's just so focused on his team. He's locked in right now. Like he's making me a bit nervous. He's looking good. Keenan Allen is just like, what is he, like 23 again? It's crazy.
Yeah. What the hell's going on there? This guy have 40 catches already this year? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. it's nuts, man.
Oh, I thought I was exaggerating. It's literally 39. Oh, no. He has 39 targets. That's my bad. He has 32 catches already.
Yep, that's 32. Wild. That's wild. Yeah, he's looking really good. Yeah, his team is looking. It's looking real good.
32 catches for 400 yards. Like,
yep.
Seriously, turn back the clock or what?
Yep. So who's he
now? Got? I gotta ask you though.
Oh, it's the Devins.
I gotta ask you. Is this? Let's like we can't gas this guy up too much, given his history. Mm. Is he lucky, or is this for real? Are we seeing a new Zen Devin?
So I actually think it's for real this year, and I'm not just saying it because he's not chirping me every week, but I'm saying it because like it does feel like he's locked in. Like, it's honestly, it sounds really stupid. The Sean Tucker move, I'm like, Sheehan's locked in. He's ready to fight for a championship. Let me ask
you, why are you so excited about the Sean Tucker move?
Did Rashad Blake get
hurt and I miss it?
I'm just like, usually it's like I'm one of the only GMs in that zone, and there's a couple others where I'm like, oh, okay, like I'm thinking about the Monday Nighter. I'm thinking about, okay, my team's wrapped up. Is there somebody I can pick up? Maybe there's some upside sitting there. Like, I'm just saying, he seems to be thinking about it more than just, you know, waivers and setting his lineup.
That is true. That's hilarious that you say that, because I was thinking that this morning, actually. I was like, who did this guy? You did it with Craig Reynolds, did not work out. And then I was like, he dropped Craig Reynolds. And then I looked at who you picked up, and I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Keyonte Ingram. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. Like, you're trying to be that extra move ahead.
Right, where I was just like, man,
but this Devin's league, Devin's there with you right now.
In this league, where literally every single waiver wire article is so irrelevant, you have to be an extra week ahead sometimes. And it's like, it's crazy. That's just the way it is. Anyway, I would argue that Sheehan is more locked in than he's ever been. He's less like chirpy in the chat towards other teams. He's just focused on him right now. He's focused on the Sharks, which is where he needs to be.
Yeah.
I
agree with you, but I just wanted, that just reminded me when you're talking about the articles and like how every guy seems to be picked up. I read one, I think it was yesterday, and the last guy on the list of guys to like watch, okay, going back to Jamie's team right now, I see Josh Downs, and I'm like, yeah, okay, like, what's this about? Yeah. And I see it, and I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, he's ticking upwards, but, like, not enough to where he's, like, at someone I would pick up right now, because, you know, I'm kind of in immediate help need mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I need that immediate source of production. It's not something I can wait on. But it was basically saying how this guy is bound to break out any game now. And then I wake up this morning, and he's on Jamie's team already. I'm like,
yeah, Jamie.
4:45 a.m. This guy added him. What's he doing?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's not the auto processing time. I'm looking at the other moves from waivers.
That's not
auto processing. That's what I was saying. That was Jamie him waking just, up and getting it.
That's what I said. Jamie just left waivers to us plebs because he knew he would just get the actual player afterwards.
That's crazy.
Dude, those two teams are locked in. They are locked in.
They are absolutely locked in. So yeah, teams to watch for sure.
Yes.
On the other side, before we get into the other end of the spectrum, I just want to say I'm kind of proud of myself this week. We eked out a little win there, finally off on the board.
Yes.
That was a big moment for us.
Congrats.
Taking one from AJ, giving him his first loss. I don't think he's too worried about it, but it was nice for us because we were getting into desperate mode.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys. And it was nice because, you know, I would struggle for the first 3 weeks anyways, regardless, right? Because Kamara's out.
Yep.
And then I lost Waddle for a week. But it looks like both those guys are coming back. I think there's like this false hope around my team right now internally. Mm. But we'll see. How'd you like that Rico Dowdle pickup, though, by the way?
Is you got him?
Yeah.
You got him on waivers? Did you pay for him?
Yeah, I paid. Yeah, I paid the $2.
I had the $0 bid on.
I know. I saw. Yeah. I was like, yes, I got him. That's exactly who I wanted to get. But I was coming in. I'm like, let me see that bid from Corey at zero, trying to get him.
Oh God, was it the only other bid? Because that's shitty. My computer's being so slow. I'm trying to load up your team, and I can't. But
it's not worth seeing. Yeah, they're trying to save you from yourself.
Anyway, I'm glad you got the win. Here it is. Let's see. You got Kamara, which is coming back, which is
nice. Yeah, he's coming back. That's nice.
Madison maybe gave you some false hope this week.
Yeah,
Jaylen was hurt. Jaylen was hurt. Yeah, I think your team's okay, dude. Yeah, Ramon. Yeah, your team's okay. Your team's okay.
So I think
Rico Dowd.
The fact that we got that we got the win this week saved me from making a panic move this weekend,
dude.
And I was just sitting there leading into this. I was like, I better get the guys I want on waivers because if not, I know Corey's coming.
Honestly, buddy, you're so bang on. I was literally looking last night, and I'm like, what kind of shit offers am I gonna? I'm literally going into this weekend because you know me. I like to just like use jokes until they're just like they're completely overused, and I'm like, I'm just gonna throw wild trades at a deep all weekend in front of people just for the LOLs,
just to stress me out.
Like I'm just going after like Ramondre for like, you know what I mean, like for no reason. But yeah, no, I'm glad for it. I'm happy for you that you got the win. Do you want to talk about these other 0-2 teams now? Like,
well, it's perfect because guess who my matchup is? Yeah, I was gonna say, guess who my matchup is this week?
Oh, you got
the none other than I got the commissioner this week, and he is struggling. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that might be an understatement as much as it was an understatement for saying how good Jamie is.
Yeah, so it looks like he might get Christian Watson back.
Okay, well, that's good. He needs that.
Which will help a bit. He's in trouble. The commish is in trouble. There's no other way to say it here. It was at an all new low when he started both Pittsburgh running backs last week.
Yeah.
Like that's, yeah, that was bad. That's a tough, tough look. Like a real tough look. Averaging over 3 weeks, 63 points a week right now.
Yeah.
That's
Josh Allen is about 30% of those points.
Colin almost beat him by 100 points last week. Colin finished with 158.
It's crazy.
Like I don't know where he goes from here. I don't see, other than like CeeDee Lamb and maybe Watson if he comes back healthy, I don't really see many trade chips either. Josh Allen will be a trade chip for him heading into the playoffs if there's a team that's looking for like a solid QB, you know what I mean? But I think other than that, like it's like, I don't know. He's almost, I know the commish. I know you do too. And he's getting close. Like at what point is he getting in the fuck it mode? Like I'm blowing it
so
up.
So here's the question. If he does get there, think about Jamie's team again. What's his weakness? Quarterback. What if he comes in second round pick for Josh Allen? Actually, delete this from the podcast because I don't even want him to hear this trade idea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jalen Hurts is available, Jamie. But like, but okay. So this is This is actually a good segue into something I want to bring up before we transfer over to Nick. And one thing about your team that's kind of saving this narrative from happening, but I'm now going to bring it to light. Is I'm sitting in fourth last. And I started a run on quarterbacks, which was controversial. It was early. And the two bozos that followed me are the two bozos that are 0-3. So you have have saved that narrative of, the three teams that drafted the quarterbacks in the first round, or I guess, I don't know, was Patrick Mahomes?
I totally forgot that. No, that was first round. He took him right after you took Hurts, I think.
The three quarterbacks in the first round, those teams are trash.
Okay, so for you, I can't remember what. I think yours is just underperformance, right? Guys, I think your team will be
touchdowns
fine. They'll step up.
I got no touchdowns.
Yeah.
Literally, if I had two touchdowns, like Tony Pollard, 130 yards, no touchdown. AJ Brown, 133 yards, no touchdown. Those two touchdowns, I probably beat James, or I'm close.
Yeah, and you have guys. David Montgomery was out. He'll come back, and he was getting a good workload.
We'll see. I don't have any depth, but yeah.
I think Zeke is, like, he can be useful. He showed he was last week, and, you know, he's got his old team this week, so maybe there's a little bit revenge aspect to it.
The amount of Zeke trades I wanted to throw at you, like...
Oh, I would probably just throw hands at you at that point. Yeah. But you got Nico Collins is turning into a nice receiver. I see the pieces of a decent team. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're like a top three or four team, but
no.
A team that should make the playoffs.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So
can we beat down on the commissioner anymore, or are we moving on to Nick? Like, what are we doing
here? No, we gotta move to Nick here, because this is what I was gonna say with you. With you, it's just guys with a little bit of injury and a little bit of underperformance. Mm-hmm. This next team, what Nicholas has been doing, not my favorite Nicholas J. Probably my second favorite Nicholas J. to Nicholas Jamal Chubb. Yes, yes. But no, Nick is, his team is, he kept the two worst running backs probably that we've ever seen.
Man, like, it's really bad. And it's funny because, like, I was tossing, like, Rashad White and those guys, like for a fourth, for a fifth, like heading into it, and he's just like, no chance, dude. Like, no chance. Like, these are my two guys. Your guys are trash. Like, I'm good. I'm good. But, like, even if he just took Rashad White and Calvin Ridley from me, his team's probably, like, he drafted Kyren Williams, Deebo Samuel, like, Patrick Mahomes. So he was like, mm-hmm. Mahomes, Samuel, Ridley, Rashad White. Like, those two keepers were probably better than the two he kept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could have, you know what he could have done? He could have even just thrown a trade at Deebo and kept him and then at me, right? In the offseason, and then drafted and get someone else at that pick, and now you're looking real good.
The guy loves running backs. The guy loves running backs. He
does.
I can't wait. The thing that I'm looking forward to the most, the storyline with the Lords of the Valley, is what is he going to do to avoid Chomps? Because he is locked in on Chomps. Like, he's got to do something. Like, the first round pick is eventually getting dangled for something. And it's going to be like...
Do you think he's that desperate to avoid the fish? It's going to be
something dumb like George Kittle.
Come on.
No. He'll be... I don't know. He's going to do something, though, right? Like, he's going to do something.
Yeah.
I'm just looking like he's got... Like, there's a lot of dead weight on this team that needs to move on. Like, he's got...
Oh, of course.
He's got a lot of dead weight here that's, like, not working. Like Damian Harris.
Maybe the Joshua Kelly Elijah Dotson combo is the one that will save him.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think he could get something for Williams. Like, I would.
Oh, for Kyren Williams, absolutely. Yeah,
like if he could probably hit up any team in the league, and he, like, that's who I would be shopping, I think. But then he's.
But Corey, that's his keeper now.
Yeah.
Right, that's his keeper.
I don't know. I don't know where this team goes other than, like, moving draft capital to get players to save them from the fish. I think that might be
what happens. Kind of our favorite stat that we've been tossing around in the group chat, right? That their yards over expectation are two of the four worst in the league for Dalvin Cook and Cam Akers as two keepers.
So if the Lords of the Valley and the Okanaman Bottom Wolves played each other right now, like today, in the final, who do you think comes out on top? Like, who wins?
That's a question. I think it's Nick, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen basically cancel out, and then Deebo Samuel is the next best player.
Nah, CD's gotta be better. CD's better, I think.
In terms of production right now, though?
Yeah, is he not?
I don't think so.
And is...
You can... Look at you, the big fact checker now.
I don't know, man. Like, So CD.
No. So Debo's outscoring him by almost 14 points.
Okay.
So far this season.
Okay.
13 points.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm taking.
Honestly. 13 points in 3 weeks is a little bit, you know? And then Nick has Kyren Williams. So Nicholas has that edge too, because Kyren Williams has been very solid
fair.
As well.
That's fair.
52 points through 3 weeks or something like that?
51 points through 3 weeks? All right, I'm on board for the Lords of the Valley. If there's a football today, I think he's going to the
It's a race to 65, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like, that's kind of the best fishbowl, though. That's the best kind of fishbowl, when it's just, like, two teams just, like, absolutely low scoring, beside that's themselves. That's what you're scapping. Just, they're like, oh, my God, I hope Taysom Hill gets more than 4 carries today. And just, like, you know what I mean?
Every
like,
yard matters.
Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, like, Dalvin Cook, I hope he gets more than, like, 10% of the touches today. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so where did it go? Where did it go wrong for these guys?
Well, Nick it's his keepers. Nick okay. it's his keepers because I think
Bobby lost his running back.
I think there's some pieces he drafted that could potentially help him, and then from there it's just general right. roster management. Like, why do you have two backup Charger running backs that have done nothing? Like, I think like Joshua Kelly's like hasn't seized the opportunity, and we've given him too many.
No,
Damian Harris yeah. is doing. Sweet fuck all. Taysom Hill yeah. still on the squad here with Alvin Kamara coming back. Like, his role is going back to zip.
God, I hope so.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. And then for poor Robert, it's Christian Watson going down sucks. Not that it was going to be a big one, but what was his other one?
I was going to say, you probably forgot this like I did, but J.K. Dobbins was gone in the first game. I realized, right. I was like, oh, who got J.K.
That's
Dobbins?
What
it was Bobby.
That's what
And that's
it
why
is.
His team went to complete shit immediately.
Yes. Yes. Because Harris and, I mean, Harris is
I think depending on the week, CeeDee Lamb and Terry McLaurin can get you some points. Mm-hmm. I think Algier drops lower and lower every week, although Atlanta is very focused on the run, so they might
yeah,
he'll
be
there
fine.
Might be enough
he'll
work
be
there for both backs.
But yeah, if he was like his third running back, that would be kind of money. And then Christian yeah. Watson in instead of like Terry McLaurin, and then he's got an option. He's got options at the, in the flex. Yeah, like you're right. Yeah, that's what it is. JK.
Losing JK was huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then the final question on that topic for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Who's got a clearer out to get out of the fishbowl? If that's what they even want. Like, who's if both, let's assume both these teams are trying to save themselves.
Yeah.
Who's closer to saving themselves?
I think Bobby is.
Okay.
I think Bobby has
because
I think Bobby has more pieces to move. Like, I think just looking at his roster, like he has he's got guys like if, I don't know, let's say Christian Watson comes back and is healthy, he's a nice piece you can move. CeeDee Lamb is a keeper, so like he can keep Lamb sort of like forever and move every other piece if he wanted to. I think the strategy, if I was in their situation, the strategy is you wait for somebody's keeper to die for the season.
Okay.
You trade for that keeper so that you like save yourself, like you have a keeper for next year. And then yeah. you I'm losing my train of thought, but then you can maneuver a little bit more because you know you have your two keepers. Like, you've got CD and then you trade for the injured guy, and then you can get picks for your other guys.
I think the actual like if they were okay with housing Chomps for a year, isn't the move like you take, I think it, like Nick, send Kyren Williams somewhere for a high pick, send Debo somewhere for a high pick, send Josh or Patrick Mahomes somewhere for a high pick.
Yeah.
Set yourself up for next year, eat this year, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, assuming you have any capability of drafting players in the first round, you'd sit there with 4 first round picks, I think, unless he already traded away this year. It's highly possible.
Well, it's what Devin did when he got the fish.
Yeah.
He traded all of his
Devin saw the writing on the wall, and he got all those first-round picks.
and then just kept doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Nick could easily do that because I think Nick's players have more value, maybe. He has fewer valuable players, but they have more value. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I can agree to that, I guess.
Yeah. And then you just... You eat this year because it is tough sledding for both these guys.
Yep. Agreed.
And I'm one injury away from joining them right in that pile. Getting are. Right back in there.
We all are.
All right. So should we get to the matchups? I think that...
Yeah, let's do it. Which one do you want to start with?
I don't know if we had any other topics we wanted to talk about. I think the matchups is what's next.
Yeah, which one do you want to start with?
Ooh, that's a good question. You want to start with yours? Let's start with yours.
Let's start with mine.
Yeah. You got the Mustache Mystics.
Yeah, the Battle Hawks week. Versus the Mystics. I was worried heading in. Like, okay. Do you want to... You talk about it and then... I could tell you.
Yeah, so I thought what we could do is maybe, like, since there's two of us, we don't have a lot to do. Like, we don't want every scenario ending up in a tiebreak. Mm-hmm. Like, a tie, like, you take one team, I take one team, and then we're sitting here because Devin isn't here, you know, to save us with a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So, I'll pick a team for half of them, you pick a team for half of them, and then we'll tell each other why we're wrong.
Okay.
So, on this one... I am actually going to... I'll let you defend your team because I don't want you to have to argue against your team. I will say the Mustache Mystics will win because I think Deshaun Watson had a great game last week, is in line for another with the Ottawa Dog Pound in town to watch. He's going to put on a show. Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase is back. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow actually put together a good game and he has the very terrible Tennessee defense. And then Aaron Jones is back, which is huge for Noel and just against Detroit. I don't know if I'm remembering this right, but I feel like Aaron Jones has had at least one 3-touchdown game against Detroit before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Dallas defense against Mac Jones. So I got Noel winning. So tell me why I'm wrong.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping you were going to do the reverse because I think it's much easier to argue for him to win. And him throwing Deshaun... And just like, I'm like, fuck sakes. Fuck. I mean, asshole.
Because you want him to do so well.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, I'm going to be there in person cheering his ass on. Like, you know what I mean? I think for me, it all comes down to Montgomery. I think if Montgomery plays, I've got a shot. I don't love my matchups this week, but I think talent-wise, my team like lines up with his quite well. I think the only position where he has a much higher advantage than me is maybe tight end with Laporta. And he's starting two tight ends this week, which is usually...
I agree. And you know what? I'm glad you pointed that.
Which is usually... Because
I was about to say that in this wasteland year of tight ends, you're right. I keep cutting you off. You say it's a recipe for disaster. And you're absolutely right. Two tight ends when no tight ends can score this year except for a couple?
Yeah.
Rough.
There's a lot of players in the same matchup. Like, he's got... Yeah. We each have two guys. Like, our tight end and our RB2 are both going Thursday night.
Tomorrow night.
We're each starting a Jacksonville receiver. We each have Dallas at 4:25 on Sunday is our last. We each have one person. Like, he's got the defense. I've got Pollard going, and those are the last... That's the last piece.
Oh, you guys are going to find this out early.
Yeah, so we'll know.
You're literally going to walk out of the game on Sunday and, oh, well, no, we'll have to see what happens in the afternoon. We'll
probably have a good idea.
You'll have a pretty good idea.
Unless Dallas puts up another 35-pointer, which you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll have a good idea of where the matchup's at for the Sunday nighter when we're out somewhere watching it. So
yep.
We'll see. I think that's how my path to winning is him starting two tight ends and Montgomery playing.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good defense. You got Jalen Hurts too. You never know. He could run in three times.
Yeah. You never know. Washington, eh? It should be interesting. All right. Let's go to your matchup.
Alrighty.
And you want me to kick this one off? We'll do it that way.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay. I think you're losing this week.
Whoa. I was actually ready to argue against why I win, but okay.
Christian Watson indeed plays tomorrow night. I think you're losing this week. And, I mean, first of all, he needs to switch out his defense. He's got the Jets playing Kansas City. What are we up to here? But I think I like where his team is going this week. I'm a little bit worried about your side. Like, I'm worried about Kamara coming back his first game.
Fair, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think Madison, now that they might want to take a look at Akers a little bit. I know Madison had a good week, but they might want to see what he's capable of. Cole Kmet scares the shit out of me. Like, I don't know what he's up to. Cortland Sutton with two fumbles. I think we probably, I don't know if Mims is healthy. I know Judy might be, like, Judy was back this week, or he's coming back. So a little bit worried about Sutton and his workload. The only thing I think you got going for you is Cleveland.
That's literally my favorite part of this team.
Yeah.
What is not to love? Getting to cheer on this defense week. I think when I do that already.
I think from the Wolves' perspective, I think Buffalo and Miami could be a book cake.
That's what I'm worried about.
It could be. And I think if Watson is back, Love is going to try and feed him the ball. He's going to try and feed him the ball.
That's true, but I think Love has been doing a good job of spreading it around. Mm-hmm. And so I think this just gives him one more weapon to do that with. So you're right. It's like, this is Bobby with Watson is looking better, and his matchups are pretty nice this week, and I think I have some tough ones. If ever there was a time for Cole Kmet to do anything, it's against a defense that just gave up 70 points. So, last chance, buddy. You step up. And then I think on the other side, same thing, right? Denver has the terrible Chicago defense who just gave up 40. And I know neither of these teams are anywhere near the offensive caliber of Miami or Kansas City, but Russell Wilson has been looking towards Sutton a lot more lately, despite the fumbles. So I think he's gotten a good amount of targets and can put up. He just needs to find the end zone, and he gets a good week, you know? Mm-hmm. Find the end zone. New Orleans Tampa Bay matchups are always a bit weird. You never know what's going to happen in them. So I'm hoping that's okay. Tampa Bay isn't the vaunt. They're good defensively, but they're not like the terrifying defense they once had. So, and I think Brock Purdy is better than people think. So get some points out of that quarterback spot. But it really depends on the trio of running backs here with Kamara, Madison, Stevenson, and what kind of game I get out of each of those. Mm-hmm. And I think Arizona just showed you can run on Dallas, right? Connor had a huge game.
Yep.
And even I think his backup got in there and got, like, I think Ingram did all right too. Right?
Yep.
And so I think Stevenson is not as bad a matchup as it seems. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Okay.
And like I've been saying for 3 weeks now, it's only a matter of time before the Cleveland defense scores, right? Against Pittsburgh, there was a pick six that got dropped.
Yeah.
Against last week, they had, like, after Myles Garrett forced that fumble, JOK thought the play was over. He could have scooped that and scored.
I got a feeling.
We're on the cusp.
I got a feeling.
We're on the cusp.
Dude. Like, the injuries on this Baltimore offensive line, like, we are going to eat this weekend,
dude. We won't be able to record next week because my voice will be gone.
If
the defense scores this week, while I'm in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to move on?
Yeah, let's go. We took a lot of time with our matchups because we love ourselves too much.
Exactly. So let's move on to our dead co-host Devin and the Magic Carps and the Zen Sharks. You can pick who you want to talk about, and then I'll defend the other side.
All right. Well, the big news is that Eckler is back at practice. And I don't know if he's actually playing in practice or if he's just there. But they said it looked like he will practice, and I haven't seen whether he actually did or didn't.
Okay.
If Devin gets Eckler back, the running back advantage here is huge. Mm-hmm. I will take Devin in the upset.
Okay. Why?
I just told you, the running backs. Like,
oh, I thought you meant the other Devin.
Our co-host. Yeah, the Magikarps. I got the Magikarps, our co-host.
Okay, so I'll argue the other side. I think Lamar's going to have a tough go here.
We know he will.
I think Keenan's going to have another big game. Hockenson over Waller. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see the Jets and if they shift things around a little bit. We always knew Breece Hall was going to get off to a slow start. I'm wondering if, anyway, part of me thinks he's going to be getting more touches as things move on.
Mm-hmm.
I think McCaffrey might get slowed down just based on the fact that they may be up by, I think the spread is 14.5 in that game. Like, if a significant amount, I think they could peel back his time. I think Eckler's time might be peeled back depending on his, like, the status of his health. I think that game's a pretty big spread, too. Like, if Vegas starts Brian Hoyer Sunday, that could also be a bit of a blowout.
Oh, that's right, because Garoppolo's in protocol.
I can kind of see. I actually think this is a nice bounce back for Waller. I really love the DJ Chark pickup, especially if Andy Dalton plays. But I think his running backs, which you kind of alluded to as being like the reason why he wins, I think could be the reason why he loses. And it's not because of lack of talent. I think it's just because they might be too talented that they hold them back. And they're like,
they
you know what I mean? Like,
too hard.
As bad as that sounds, they'll get their points, but I don't know if it's like we're going to get them 30 points this week. Like,
I got to say, I also like DJ Moore this week. Like, he's clearly the only playable person in that offense. And
they got to figure it out.
I also like the mind game advantage of Magikarp starting a Chark against the Sharks.
Yep. I like that Chark. I like that Chark move. I thought that was one that
you it's a good move. Actually, I like that too. Oh, he was on the list, but I had to get those other three guys first.
All right.
And, of course, my man Rico.
Let's, fucking guy. Let's move on to the Cheeks and the McFarves.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this one's on me, eh?
Yeah.
So...
Yahoo Projections clearly isn't watching this team, eh? They have them projected at 86.71 points.
You know who I'm taking here. Like, you know,
of course,
who I'm taking. And it's Downs and the 50 points that he's going to put up in the flex. Okay. Like, I'm looking Tyreek Hill at Buffalo, 40 points. Tank Dell versus Pittsburgh, 35 points. Raheem Mostert, Buffalo, 25 points. Downs in the flex. Is it Josh Downs? Is that his name? 50 points.
Josh Downs.
The Rams. 50 points against the Rams. Like, I don't see how the poor Cheeks. It's the last week of Puka, probably, with getting 14 to 15 targets because, you know, we're hopeful that Cup comes back. And so, you know, I don't want to rain on the parade here. But, Andrews against
AJ's
Cleveland,
usual,
he's completely fucked.
I was going to say, AJ's usual advantage at tight end is about to be nil this weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, to me, this is an easy one.
I agree, like, it's an easy one because the McFarves have been so good. But here's why the Cheeks win, all right? Mm-hmm. Burrow starting to get a little momentum, has pieced it together last week. at least with Chase, and now he's going to piece it together with his other receivers. Tennessee.
That pass defense is trash.
Toilet paper soft defense.
Yeah, they're awful.
Can't stop anyone. They're going to have long possessions and be able to do whatever they want against them. Mm-hmm. LA Rams defense, also not at what it was. Pittman Jr., I guess that depends who's starting at quarterback, but I think he's solid regardless. Puka, still good, right? Maybe that game ends up more of a shootout than a defensive battle than we think, although the Indianapolis defense is quite good. Mm-hmm. And then the Bijan carries this guy. Gets in the end zone twice. I think this game's in London, right? You know, puts up 102 touchdowns, that type of game. That's the type of game that will get propel AJ to the win. And, of course, the return of Brandon Ayuk, who Brock Purdy absolutely loves to target.
Okay.
And he scores a one or two, and then, you know, AJ's in decent shape. He might need to change a bit of the defense there. I know Washington's pretty good, but that Philly offense is scary, or can be scary, so...
Alrighty.
That's tough, but yeah. What's our next matchup here?
Lords of the Valley and the Pontooners.
Okay, well, the Pontooners, not their usual selves, right? I guess, but I think it's a lot has been matchup based. Mm-hmm. All right. Kelsey was injured in the first week, played anyways, wasn't great. Or no, he didn't even play. He didn't play the first week. Yeah. Second week he played, wasn't totally great, but okay. And then last week, Taylor Swift in the house, obviously. We should mention it since every media outlet does.
Yep.
Has a great game, scores a touchdown, gets in the end zone. I think that's going to continue. Tua, I think, continues to lead the best offense in the league. So no problems there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Joe Burrow bounced back game, so T. Higgins will be better. Pickens, I don't even want to talk about because fuck the Steelers. Derrick Henry is not as bad as he was against Cleveland. He'll bounce back. Getting older, a lot of mileage on those legs, but I think he's still good. Mm-hmm. And Nick is terrible. Terrible. So, obviously, the Pontooners win this one.
Yeah, this one's going to be tough to argue. Like, I'm looking up and down here, I think. Even like Mahomes.
I don't know why I did all that analysis. Mostly, I just wanted to make you argue it. I wanted to make you argue that Nick would win.
The only thing I could say here is Judy's going to be on a bit of a showcase this week. I think they're going to try and trade him. I think maybe they try and...
Your source is telling you that one?
They feed him the ball a bit here.
Okay.
And then Williams, 100% of the touches last week. 100% of the touches against this week. Maybe, you know, I have a feeling that Nick's probably going to change up his defense, which might be a decent idea. I don't know, against the Giants. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that might be a sneaky book cake on a Monday nighter.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
I'll help you out on this one. We're getting the absolutely incredible Evans-Lattimore matchup this week. Maybe Baker feeds Godwin a lot more to stay out of that, or maybe he goes, I don't know whether he targets Evans extra.
It feels like that's a target Evans extra thing that Baker would do. All right, let's move on to the next matchup here. So we got the Dog Pound and the Big Guys. Man, what a week for the Dog Pound they just had.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna argue that the Big Guys get a win this week. If Anthony Richardson comes back, I am all in on the Big Guys winning this week. I think Buffalo and Miami's a book cake. I think Cook and Diggs have a good week. I'm gonna say Pierce is gonna have a tough game against the Pittsburgh front. He's going to have a tough game. And, oh, man, the Kincaid thing is killing me, too. And he's got two empty roster spots on his bench. So I don't know what the hell I'm thinking here, arguing for this guy. But, like, 2-2 Atwell's. I don't know, man. Like, I just got this feeling inside of me that the Buffalo stack with Anthony Richardson is going to carry the big guys this week. I can't believe that's what
I'm saying. All right. Well, it's getting late, and I'm glad you made my life easy. I don't have to argue too much about this. Herbert, number one QB against Las Vegas. We already talked about, again, another book cake. Who's on the other side is, I mean, I don't think Devontae Adams, it matters who the quarterback is. He'll put up points regardless. Whether it's a lot of yards or touchdowns, I don't know what that turns into, but points regardless, enough to at least match Garrett Wilson, at least. Amari Cooper, huge game last week, made Tennessee his bitch, should have had another, what, 10 points?
Yeah.
If that ref wasn't an idiot?
Yeah.
Right? Like, he goes another 20 yards plus a touchdown, yeah, so okay, true. 8 points.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Jacobs is slowly getting back into it. Pittsburgh was a tough game last week, but he can definitely should have more room against the Chargers. Kenneth Walker is proving that he should have been a first-round pick for Pearson, even though he did not trust him, he said, after last season. But he's having a great year. Yeah. So I think Kenneth Walker is huge. George Kittle, very good. Mike Evans against New Orleans, I said it could go either way when he's in the matchup against Lattimore. And fuck Baltimore, whatever. Yeah, but definitely enough points there for the dog.
That's what I should have said. Also, Pearson.
There's enough points there already.
Please fill your roster. All right, let's move on to this last matchup here. The Angry Birds and the Tornadoes.
This is going to be exciting. I think the fact, like, Brent and Chris should just be attached at the hip all week. Yep. So that Brent can learn what that feels like this weekend. Okay, I got to pick a team here. Oh, it's the Tornadoes. They took a loss last week, but I think they went against Jamie's 160 points. They didn't deserve to lose. They just happened to play Jamie. So Tornadoes with Jefferson, Olave, Swift is looking very, very good.
Dude.
And
this guy's
the only
is really fucking good.
It's really good.
It's really fucking good, dude.
He's got a couple of holes, like at the top and bottom. Like Dak Prescott, I still think is not the guy.
He's a guy who needs a trade for one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But like
Brent should call him up. And then Buffalo defense against Miami this week. I know Buffalo has been good so far, but they have not played the Miami offense, and that could get ugly.
Yeah.
Kansas City, sneaky good defense for the Birds. But yeah, I got the Tornadoes. I'll let you handle why the Birds win.
Fuck. I don't understand. Like, I know he's had some like bookcake weeks. I think, well, Zach Moss has been the biggest gift to that team. Mm-hmm. I know he's just like has this internal battle, and I hope whoever he's driving with to Cleveland just like pokes the bear a little bit the whole ride there. Because I know that's my plan, like Saturday night at Topgolf. It's just like, ooh, man, have you thought about like A-Chain?
Like, how's he not starting A-Chain after a 50-point?
Ooh, what about like Rashad White, dude? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, like maybe you should start him over Joe Mixon, like you asshole, Joe Mixon. Like, I don't know. Like Marquise Brown. Like, I just don't know about him against San Francisco. Like, maybe you throw on like, you know. So, I don't know. I hope somebody's toying with him a little bit because that would just be fun. I think it comes down to Kansas City feasting on the Jets, which I think is more than possible. Zach Moss has been incredible. I think he has another great week. He's starting two Cleveland Browns, and that's enough for me.
Fair enough. I was going to say, it's so hard to pick a guy who's starting two essential Browns players, you know?
Yeah.
Like, those are key players in the offense.
Key players. So. Key players. Yep.
But, man, you didn't even mention, like, what if Denver's defense is that bad and Justin Fields leads Chicago to, I don't know, like, let's not say 70, but, like, 35 points?
No. 35. I think that defense comes out real.
Oh, they're going to be. Yeah, Sean I agree Payton's with you. You don't like give up 70. And
he's reinstating the penalty this week. Like he's full blown, just slipping, you know, $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Like, hey, listen, take off DJ Moore's head. Well, you know, we'll sweeten the pot a little bit.
There's bonuses if you get the win this week. Let's say
we'll
that.
We'll wet the beak, you know? So, anyways, good episode with you, buddy.
That was good to talk to you, man.
Miss our guy.
I miss it. Yeah, we miss Devin.
I'm glad we got an episode in.
Devin will be in our hearts this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend, but definitely a damper on it.
Think I might have to drop a chair on the dance floor there for him.
Yeah.
While you're trying to take a swing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll place we'll a chair in his honor.
We'll do things in his
honor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you going to say go Magikarps or me at the end?
I was going to do it as a surprise. Are you? But...
Yeah. Let's just do it together. Let's do it together.
Yeah, I think that's only right.
1, 2, 3. Go Magikarps.
Go Magikarps. Talk to you later.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.